From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is denouncing the Syrian regime's chemical weapons attack as an affront to humanity and warned it would not be tolerated. Speaking alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House at a news conference Wednesday, Trump said the Syrian chemical attack in Idlib province crossed the so-called red line, a reference to the threshold by the Obama administration.
When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond a red line, many, many lines.
The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Wednesday to discuss the chemical weapons attack in Syria that killed scores of people. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, called for the Security Council to take the necessary measures to ensure the officials, perpetrators, and supporters are held accountable.
When the United Nations consistently fails in its duty to act collectively, there are times in the life of states that we are compelled to take our own action.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley. President Trump has removed his chief political strategist, Stephen Bannon, from the National Security Council. The New York Times reporting late Wednesday, a White House official said Bannon resisted the move, even threatening at one point to quit if it went forward. Some lawmakers and industry insiders had said it was inappropriate for Bannon to serve on the high-level White House panel that discusses pressing national security concerns. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort beginning Thursday, and North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussion. Wednesday's launch came after Trump threatened that the United States is prepared to go it alone to counter the North's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he spoke with Trump by phone, and the U.S. leader agreed that North Korea's actions are dangerous and threatens Japan's national security. Abe said he will be watching closely to see how China reacts to the North Korea issue. He said China, or rather Trump, gave reassuring words that every option is on the table. Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of the UN Security Council's resolutions, but the North has defied the ban as an infringement of its sovereign rights to self-defense and pursuit of space exploration. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be traveling to Russia after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy next week. The State Department announced Tillerson will meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to discuss Ukraine, counterterrorism efforts, and bilateral relations. The Russian Foreign Ministry confirmed the trip. Germany is threatening to slap social media companies with huge fines if they do not act quickly enough to remove hate speech from their websites. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a measure that would fine websites like Facebook and Twitter up to $55 million if they do not, or do enough, rather, to censor comments that violate German speech law. Germany outright bans any speech that overtly promotes racism or insults a certain segment of the population. The draft legislation will require social media companies to remove any illegal speech within 24 hours of it being flagged by users. As the search continues for victims of Colombia's deadly landslides, authorities on Thursday investigated who is to blame for the devastation that has now claimed more than 300 lives. The national controller ordered a probe to determine whether authorities in the town of Mocoa correctly enforce building codes and plan adequately for natural disasters. Colombian media reports say Mayor Jose Antonio Castro is among current and former officials facing a separate investigation by prosecutors. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.